Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home. We've been playing you the great singer songwriters for years. I've been hanging out here for about 14 years or so, playing you good stuff. And thanks for stopping in and making us part of your day. And it's been interesting over those 14 years to watch the growth of some artists. This is a guy who I've been tracking pretty much that whole time, even before then, I guess. A while before I came here. Here's a guy that I was a big fan of. First time I saw him, I think I saw his first solo gig after leaving his band, The Apartments. He played at the West End Cultural Center. I want to say it was opening for Stephen Fearing, and I might be wrong about that. But I remember him getting up there and being all nervous and playing his acoustic guitar and playing some great songs. And I really liked it. And I started going to see him ever since then. He used to play like coffee houses and do busking and stuff. And I'd track him down and go see him. And now he's doing bigger and much louder things. He'll get loud tonight at the Goodwill Social Club. And I'll be loving it. So long as I can get my report cards done. Anybody want to do them for me so I can go to the show? It's a bit of a tense situation right now. But if I get this madness done, I will be down there and ready to party. And according to the organizers, this thing is starting early, and I don't really believe it. They claim that the opening act is on at 7:30 and then this guy's on at 8:30. But when I went down to pick up my tickets the other day, I said, like, on the tickets it says 8. And I said, is this show really going to start at 8? And the guy behind the bar laughed. And he said, no, there's no way. And I said, well, so when's he going to go on? And we figured around 10. So now I don't know what to do. Because if I show up at 8:30 and it's not happening, I'm going to be mad. Just thought I'd work that out in public for you. You can tell me what to do, you know, during this. Here's something from the guys playing tonight. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be loud, but I won't get loud because I don't want Melissa to get mad at me. Let's go way back to 1999. Such a good song. I almost forgot about this one.
Nobody wants you here, but everybody looks you in the eye and says they don't mind that you're here. It's nothing personal, it's just they guess they can't get hurt by somebody that they don't really know. And they don't really know. And I'm only as good as I think you think I am. You're only as good as you think I think you are. And they don't really know. They're not invisible, it's just that they all look away before we have a chance to say hello. And I can't talk to you, shallow, I'm inhibited, I'm looking for a hole to fall into. You can't see through what I don't want to show you. You can't see through what I don't want to show you. And I'm on as good as I think you think I am. You're only as good as you think I think you are. She's only as good as she thinks we think she is. They don't really know. You can't see through what I don't want to show you. You can't can't see through what I don't want to show you. You can't see through what I don't want to show you. They don't really know. Off his chest, he said, "Marie, Marie, don't you be coming after me. I'm a long way off from where I'll be." He said, "Again, again, I won't be coming back here again till the southern city lights light up for me." She had a face beaten down by the sound of a voice barely loud enough to scream. He had a picture of a woman that he loved in his back pocket, torn out from some skinflint magazine. He said, "No way, no way it's gonna go any other way. We were born and up losing in the end." He said, "Again, again, I won't be coming back here again." In her head somewhere she knew that she was free.
So fast by, should've stayed sleeping. Should've stayed sleeping.
Knees. He said, "It seems to me this world's got a lot more than I've been taking, and from now on I'll be laughing in my sleep." He said, "Marie, Marie, don't you be coming after me. I'm a long way off from where I'll be." He said, "Again, again, I won't be coming back here again till the southern city lights light up for me."
So fast by, should've stayed sleeping. Should've stayed sleeping.
So fast by, should've stayed sleeping. Should've stayed sleeping. Should've stayed sleeping. Thank you. the factory. Low middle class Catholic boy out looking for a prize. Sirius is 7 hours away from working hard dead end jobs. Eyes on the floor watching the world go by. And I'm no good, I've got a cold heart, I say. I'm only sorry if it lets me get my way. We took a wide turn, rolled down our windows, and let the hot summer air rush in.
That's a beauty from Greg McPherson from his acoustic EP, Maintenance. That's Wide Turn. Before that, a song featuring our old pal Carrie Latimer. She was then known as Carrie McTighe. From the album Night Flares, we heard Southern Lights. And we heard something off the great debut from Greg McPherson, Balanced on a Pin. We heard Invisible, and Greg will play tonight at the Goodwill Social Club. It's going to be a lot of fun. They claim he's going to start at 8:30. I don't know whether to believe it. Like, I don't want to show up late, but if I show up at 8:30 and I have to wait 2 hours for it to start, I'm going to be mighty unhappy. But the show's going to be so good that that I'll probably get over it. All right. So maybe we'll see some of you out there shaking your booty at the old Greg McPherson show tonight at the Goodwill. That'd be fun. Hey, you know what else is coming up? Here's a guy who's been around recording for a long, long time, and he's known around the world. Not so much here, though. It's funny. He's an Irish songwriter, no big in the UK. He lives in Australia, certainly has a following there, has a following in the States, but not so much in Canada. It's not for lack of trying. He's a pretty swell guy. He's pretty great. These days, he is one half of a duo alongside our old pal Stephen Fearing. We're, of course, talking about Andy White. And Andy will be here in Winnipeg on Thursday night at the Times Changed High and Lonesome Club for a Folk Fest Presents show. We'll play something from Andy solo, but first one, maybe even two, from Fearing and White. Be here Thursday in Winnipeg.
Can't make you love me, though I know you care. There's flies on the windshield, dust in my hair. I can't take you with me, though you know I wanted to. Evening falls magenta, and the ocean deep and blue. I can't make you love me, though I know you could. So when you're thinking of me, think of me like
like summer. Think of me like summer. You treated me like family. Showed me who you were. You opened up your heart to me. We were talking at the bar. Fall in the air, in the leaves, in the fall. Summer all the time. Think of me like summer. I told you, string of wine. Think of me like summer with your ice cream smile. Think of me like summer. Crickets in the ceilings keep it time. Think of me like summer. Can't make you love me. I can show you that I care. I got room in my heart. I want you to be there. I can't make you love me. Well, I know you could. So when you're thinking of me, think of me like summer. Think of me like summer. Think of me like summer.
I had his salary, but not my discarded towels for sale on eBay, or his average can a day. I want to be on this Greyhound bus, traveling across the Canadian prairie, right here, right now, on this particular day. With the clouds hanging over the 360-degree horizon, and the big sky above, we're passing a town called Balzac. Only cows for companions. Resting cows dotted in fields. Resting cows and Jim Carrey looking scary. That is to say, not very scary. Tousled, bloody, and extremely famous. The cows are now displaying all the poses cows can do. Two horses stand to attention. The sky is getting bluer and the clouds more majestic. And the movie is called The Majestic. But the real movie is outside this greyhound as the panorama unfolds. And and the credits go on forever. A Porsche, a red deer warning sign, an empty country graveyard. The dead have a lot of room around here. I hear that Jim Carrey requires a trailer for his dog on film sets. A trailer as big as this greyhound. A greyhound as big as Jim Carrey. An ego as big as a trailer, but not as big as the big sky outside this greyhound. Overtaken posing cows, horses at attention, Balzac and another town called Airdrie. Being overtaken only by the Porsche, Jim Carrey looking scary, and Jim Carrey's dog's ego. Which is unfair on the dog, who doesn't care if he's in a shack or a mansion, just so long as Jim feeds and cuddles him. Now Jim is soundlessly dancing with one beautiful girl, blonde, when a second beautiful girl, dark, arrives and looks longingly towards him and his chin. Two old and therefore famous American actors do a lot of character acting as we skirt a town called Didsbury and the big sky swallows all that lies beneath it. Majestic clouds, horses and cows, the greyhound, Jim Carrey, Jim Carrey's dog, Jim Carrey's dog's imaginary trailer, Jim Carrey's dog's ego's imaginary trailer, me thinking of you. And the road disappears like credits into the big sky. I'm glad I'm on a Greyhound bus, traveling across the Canadian prairie. I'm on a Greyhound bus, traveling across the Canadian prairie. I'm on a Greyhound bus, traveling across the Canadian prairie. I'm on a Greyhound bus, traveling across the Canadian prairie.
Deep grooves all night long. porcupine, reinvented mountain time. Dark path, brand new start. He hopes to heal the scars, helping the homeless Charlie Parr. Help the homeless Charlie Parr. Fueled by your father's stories and man's lips go recordings. Reinvented Mississippi. No one like him near or far. Hearing him play lit a spark. I wanna play like Charlie Parr. Learn to play like Charlie Parr. Learn to play like Charlie Parr. Learn to play like Charlie Parr.
survival. My salvation is my own. My family is a rifle, and my bed is made of stone. Yeah. When I pass by, Lord, please cover up my tracks. Cover up my
That there is Charlie Parr. He played the Folk Fest last year, a couple of years ago. He's coming back to town Saturday night at the old West End Culture Center along with Scott Nolan. I'm sure it's going to be a great show. That's pretty fun right there. That's from his new album, Stump Jumper. And everybody who's seen Charlie Parr says that he's pretty amazing in concert. So you might want to check that out. Our pal Eugene is hawking tickets. He's got the high-pressure sales tactics ready to go. If you want a ticket from Eugene, $20, no fees. And you'll get to see a great show and support a great event. So there you go. Before that, we heard Linda McRae, who was just here a couple of days ago, with a song called Charlie Parr, about Charlie Parr, from her new record, Shadow Trails. And, man, I was looking at the special guests on this record. This Linda McRae record is pretty stacked. Ray Bonneville, Fats Kaplan, Jeffrey Kelly, Carrie Latimer, Garth Morlix. Man, oh, man. Fine record, that. Shadow Trails from Linda. We heard something from Andy White before that from an album called Boy 40 from 2004, I believe. We heard a song called Canadian Greyhound. I wonder what Andy was doing when he was writing that song. I don't know. And we heard Fearing and White in there as well. Thing of Me. I spelled that wrong. I should fix that. Think of Me Like Summer there from the latest Fearing and White record, Tea and Confidences. And you can catch Andy White Thursday night at the High and Lonesome Club. By the way, if you're trying to keep track and you're forgetting when these shows are, just head on over to tellabandtogohome.com and look at the upcoming events page. We got them all listed for you there, organized and stuff. And, you know, I like that calendar. Makes me happy. Here's a show that's coming up on Friday night. And boy, oh boy, is this going to be good. These gals have just been getting better and better and better. They have a new record called Walking in the Dark, and it's pretty darn fantastic. I'm pretty pleased with how well these ladies are doing. And I know it's going to be a fantastic show on Friday night at the West End. Let's play a couple from this great record, maybe one from their previous record. Go check out Sweet Alibi on Friday at the West End.
every day for a long time. I've been wondering who you could be, what you would see.
Brand new from Sweet Alibi. No, that's not brand new, you idiot. That's from their last record. That's from We've Got To. We only need to hear it once, Jeff. Once is good. It's good stuff there. I'll wait from their album We've Got To. Before that, keep showing you from the new album Walking in the Dark and One Chance, also from Walking in the Dark. Fine, fine record. They'll be playing on Friday at the West End for the big CD release party. I would imagine that'll be a packed show, so if you haven't got a ticket yet, you probably want to get one in advance and not wait too long. You don't want to miss out on that sucker, that's for sure. All right, what else we got going on? Oh, yeah, there's that. How about this? How about this? Coming up next Sunday, a week from today, on Stu Reed's birthday, as he likes to tell us, it's the CD release party for the new record from Winnipeg's own Vince Andrufko. He's always a ton of fun live, and I haven't listened to a lot of this record, but I've heard this one a number of times on the Twang Trust, and that'll be a fun show next Sunday. You should check that out. We'll play you some more of it coming up. But in the meantime, here's Putting on the Miles, brand new from Vince Andrufko on Tell the Band to Go Home.
Putting on the mile, I'm putting on the mile. I'm putting on a smile in my eyeball shades and the radio if I choose. Whatever's on my mind, I'm leaving behind. I got no time for the blues. I got a schedule to keep and a brand new heap of tunes I just got to play. For all the folks living down the road, I'm rolling on the big highway. Well, it won't be long till I'm singing my songs to friends I've never met. I might hit pay dirt, I might lose my shirt, I guess I don't know yet. I'm putting on the miles, I'm putting on the miles. What a drive, I just hit day five, ain't doing so bad so far. As I listen to the sound of the wheels go round, I'm thinking about the night before. About the pretty girl with the curly curls, we were hanging out after the show. We talked and smooched and smooched and talked, and then I walked her home. She couldn't let me in, her next of kin, we're staying till the dawn. She said, come back tomorrow, we'll kiss some more. I said, by then I would be gone. Putting on the miles, putting on the miles. Half begun, halfway done, the tour is going fine. But I gotta say, I could use a couple days, I'm feeling just a little behind. My eyes are red and in some of these beds, my hips, they hurt like hell. There's an odor in the van I recognize, but I just can't make that smell. I sure do feel like a home-cooked meal and a beer with my old chums. But I can't get slack, no turning back, man, this thing's gonna get done. Putting on the miles, I'm putting on the miles, I'm putting on the miles. I'm almost home, and what do you know, my spare wheel popped a flat. But that's okay, I got CAA, I gotta thank my pops for that. Ain't no breakdown gonna make me frown, I can see the end in sight. But I gotta admit, deep in the pit, my stomach ain't quite right. Cause it won't be long till I start to long to hit the road again. With a brand new batch of songs to hatch for all of my new friends. Yes, I love to see your faces putting on a smile. For now I'm home, but soon I'm gonna be putting on the miles. 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 Putting on the Ritz. Ball and blitz. Gotta take a shower. Water the plants. Catch up with my brother. Call my parents. How y'all been? Why? I was putting on the miles, 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 putting on the miles.
Oh, I'm having trouble. I don't know which I'm having trouble more with, the body or the brain, getting this next song ready. Probably the brain. Let's try that. Is that going to work?
I'm lost in the light. I pray for the night. Take me to take you to. After so many words, still nothing's heard. Don't know what we should do. So if someone could see me now, let them see you. It was my greatest thrill. We just stood still. You let me hold your hand till I had my fill. Even counting sheep don't help me sleep. I just toss and turn right there beside you. So if someone could help me now, they'd help you too. Help you to see you through.
the hard things we've all gotta do. 'Cause this life is long, and so you wouldn't be wrong.
Free and free.
Bones. I said some awful things and I take them back. If we would try again, just remember when, before we were lovers, I swear we were friends. So if someone could see me now, let them see you. Let me see you, see you through all the hard things we've all gotta do. 'Cause this life is long, so you wouldn't be wrong.
Being free.
Oh, man. The show's almost over, too. No, I can't. No, I can't even do that now. See? All right. All right. That's enough. We're going to call it a day before I screw something else up. That was Bahamas there with a great song from that other record. Not the new record. That one's boring. The other record. Bahamas will be here on Saturday night at the Big Walker Theater, along with John K. Sampson. And that is a pretty rare and wonderful thing. So get on out there and check out John K. With Bahamas if you can get in. Or Charlie Parr and Scott Nolan that same night. Before Bahamas, we heard something from Vince Andrushko, who will be performing next Sunday at the West End. I do believe, since I haven't gotten back to him, I can't say for sure, but we had discussed Vince coming down here on Thursday night on Steel Belted Radio. So if I ever get around to letting him know that that's okay, we may have Vince live in the studio on Thursday. A little disorganized these days. More so than usual. Hey, you know what? We're looking for a new member of the Sunday team here at UMFM. If you are interested in doing a rootsy kind of a show, Sunday is a great day to do it. And you could come and join the crazy team down here and have a whole lot of fun. We are. It's not me. I'm not getting fired. If they fired me, I wouldn't go. But we do have a slot opening up. And if you think you got what it takes, you just let me know, or you give Jared a call during the weekend and negotiate. I know that there are some really smart and interesting people out there who would do a great job here on Sunday. So give it a shot, you know. And what the hell is that? Are they coming for me? I don't know. Oh, wow. That was weird. Okay, I guess I better go. I'll be back on Thursday, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Steel Belted Radio, next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com for all the podcasts and playlists and all kinds of other junk. And stay tuned for Sunday Drive, Waxy's Dargle, Comfort Cafe, all kinds of great, great stuff.